supplication on Sundays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. In the name of Allah, from whom I hope for nothing but bounty, and from whom I fear nothing but justice. I rely only upon His word, and I cling only to His cord. In Thee I seek sanctuary, O possessor of pardon and good pleasure. From wrong and enmity, and from the changes of time, and the recurrence of sorrows, and from the striking of mishaps, and from the expiration of my term before preparation and readiness. From Thee I seek guidance to that wherein is righteousness and being set right. From Thee I seek help in that which is linked to success and favorable response. Thee I beseech for the garment of well-being and its completion, and for the covering of health and its permanence. I seek refuge in Thee, my Lord, from the goadings of the Satans, and I seek protection in Thy sovereignty from the injustice of the sovereigns. So accept my past prayers and fasting, and make my tomorrow and what is after better than my present hour and my today. And exalt me in my clan and my people, and protect me in my waking and my sleeping. For Thou art Allah, the best guardian, and Thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, I am quit before Thee on this day of mine and on all Sundays that follow it of associating others with Thee and of heresy. And I devote my supplication sincerely to Thee, addressing myself to Thy response. And I observe the acts of obedience to You for the hope of Your rewards. So bless Muhammad, the best of Thy creation, the summoner to Thy truth. Exalt me with Thy exaltation, which is never made to suffer loss. And protect me with Thy eye, which never sleeps. And seal my affair by cutting me off from everything but Thee and my life with forgiveness. Surely Thou art the All-Forgiving, the All-Compassionate.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. So welcome to today's special from IRIB English Radio in the month of Allah, the month of Ramadan. Today we're going to speak about the sweetness of Allah's month.
الهلال المبتغى فالصوم أوشك يبتدي رمضان يا ضيف الورى قد زرتنا في الموعد كنا على جمر الغضا من واله ومفند رمضان يا ضيفا أتى يجلو لنا القلب الصا
today. Saturday is the 4th of Ramadan, 1442 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 28th of Farvardin, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 17th of April, 2021 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We open the Holy Quran and we'll listen to Chapter Al Imran, verse 191.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Alladhina yadhkuruna Allaha qiyaman wa qu'udan wa 'ala junubihim wa yatafakkarun. ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار.
Who remember Allah while standing or sitting or lying on their sides, and give thought to the creation of the heavens and the earth, saying, Our Lord, you did not create this aimlessly. Exalted are you above such a thing. Then protect us from the punishment of the fire.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The remembrance of Allah in all conditions of a person is a sign of wisdom, and the possessors of intellects are those who remember Allah and contemplate. We should know this fact, that the farther we keep aloof from Allah's aims, the nearer we will approach to hell, and we must return the distance again. The world of creation has not been done in vain, even though we do not realize all its secrets.
أشهر الرحمن فيك أنزل القرآن.
This is today's special in remembrance of Allah. A true believer is never unmindful of Allah even for a moment, and remembers Him at all times, especially while fasting. His heart is more inclined towards Allah, and he draws closer to his Lord by consciously remembering Him in every position, whether standing, sitting, or lying down, or even rest, or at work day, or at night. According to Allah, they are the intelligent ones. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny used to remember Allah constantly and urge others to do so as well. A person once said, O Prophet of Allah, I know that the commandments of Islam upon me are many, but tell me the one that may practice diligently throughout my life. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny replied, Keep your tongue always busy with the remembrance and dhikr of Allah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Greetings dear brothers and sisters and welcome to IRIB English Radio Station on today's special وَأَذِقْنِي فِيهِ حَلَاوَةَ ذِكْرِكَ Make me taste the nice flavor of the reference to you Believers believe Iman is like has different levels it's like light Light, sometimes there's the light of the, you know, off your phone. There's the light of a light bulb. There's the light of, you know, they use, for example, for the football stadiums. There's the light of the sun and the different types and levels of light. All of them are light, yet one is stronger than the other. One is brighter than the other. The same thing with belief. Belief is different from one to another. One of the significant factors or significant characteristics that believers have is the taste of the nice taste, that beautiful taste, that sweet taste of worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have times and times where they miss, where they fall into community and have to go to society and they have to work and they have to do their jobs and whatnot. Then all of a sudden, you know, they feel that missing of that sweetness. They fall into that missing worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thus, they remember right away and continue to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even though if they're between their society, even though if they're between their community. Their bodies are with the bodies of society, but their hearts are with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And really, it really helps a believer to love worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to love, to feel that sweetness of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That sweetness, of course, it really helps. Why? Because it makes worshiping easier. And it drives the human being, the worshiper, the believer, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It drives them to reach the satisfaction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because sometimes if a person, you know, sees it as a heavy, as a duty, as a responsibility, something that he has upon a burden upon his shoulder, that he just wants to finish it right away, he's going to act upon it right away without any, you know, without giving it any importance and, you know, just trying to finish it right away. He might hurry up in his prayers. He might, you know, just fast for the sake of fasting. He might even not do supplications in this holy month. No, a person who sees that worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as something sweet will run after it, will wait for the specific time, such as this month, to come so he could worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in precise ways, to supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, this when we say it's sweet, it does not mean that there is no fear in it. It's very important to keep in mind that we must be fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Ramadan, ya Ramadan, ya nafhata ar-Rahman. رمضان يا رمضان شهر جود وغفران رمضان يا رمضان يا نفحة الرحمن رمضان يا رمضان شهر جود وغفران
Now we have some things to do to remember Allah. What are those things? Keep your tongue moist with the remembrance of Allah at all times during Ramadan. Be regular with your morning and evening supplications. Other step is repeat the words of remembrance during household chores, especially when cooking, cleaning. Keep doing so while walking, driving, and etc. And try to always be in a state of wudu and ablution. Being in a constant state of wudu helps to keep us conscious of the remembrance of Allah. Plus, this way it's easier for you to perform your salah at any time, not to mention you'll get lots of reward for it too. Read a juz and part of the Quran a day, so at the end of the month of Ramadan, you have completed a whole Quran, inshallah. Of course, alongside the understanding of the meaning of it.
Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, la ilaha
Ramadan, the month of prayer and remembrance of Allah. The month of Ramadan is a season when Allah is remembered often and prayers and said in abundance. Believers who fast through the month of Ramadan pass their nights and days remembering Allah. They remember Allah both with their behaviors and actions and with their mouth and tongues, and they rest their hearts and souls. They also open their hands and hearts to their Lord in order to ask both their needs in the world and their expectations about the hereafter. They know that this month is a peaceful month in which wishes are fulfilled, needs are cared for, and expectations are answered. At the same time, they try to carry out different types of remembrance at different times and places. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny said, "Whoever fasts in the month of Ramadan in silence and peace for one day says, 'Allah is the greatest,' recites, 'La ilaha illallah,' that means there is no God but Allah, thanks Allah, knows what is permitted as permitted and what is forbidden as forbidden. Allah forgives all his or her past sins."
He is truly the most merciful thing, the most merciful existence. He is all mercy, but at the same time, he is Shadid al-Iqab. He is the one that's punishment is very harsh, is very hard. Thus the believer, true, he loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he's always in that fear that Allah subhanahu, that he might lose his iman, that he might lose his belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he might become a sinner, that he falls and trips, and the shaitan, the devil, uses his traps to catch this believer. He is always in that fear, always in fear that he might lose Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He might lose himself. If losing himself, he loses Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thus we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to always make us love his remembrance, to always show us that sweetness of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so we can strive in our worship. Keeping in mind, brothers and sisters, that worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you feel that sweetness of it, you forget every other problem. Why? Because the only way you're going to reach that sweetness is by understanding your purpose of life, is by having the characteristics that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from you. Thus, when you live your life, you're going to live a believer. When you live a life of a believer, you live a life of, you know, without any stress, without any depression. There is going to be some kind of, you know, problems and difficulties in your life, but it's not important to you. It's not the main goal of your life. It does not become the main goal of your life. Allah becomes the main goal of your life. We want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want to gain Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this month. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, before that, I would just add that me personally, I've asked of a way to gain the sweetness of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, you know, to stay away from sins, to push yourself to stay away from sins is always one. And there's also munajat al-muhibbin, to always recite munajat al-muhibbin, and from Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept all our prayers, our worships in this holy month, and to show us the sweetness of his worship, the sweetness of remembering him. By Muhammad and Ali al-Tahirin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
I was so far from you, yet to me you were always so close. I wandered lost in the dark, I closed my eyes to all the signs you put in my way. I walked every day further.
Dear friends, dear believers, we hope you've made the most use of today's program. Please send your comments and suggestions at parstoday.com/yen. Please do keep us in your prayer. Fi amanillah.
Alhamdulillah, all praises to Allah, all praises.
food for thought.
Salam, and let us ponder on what the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace upon him, has quoted from his cousin, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, on the rules of fasting. Whoever fasts during the month of Ramadan out of faith and seeking Allah's pleasure and guards his ears, eyes, and tongue from harming people, Allah will accept his fasting, forgive his past sins.
Join us in this journey, IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa maulana Abil Qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad wa ala ahli baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin al-ma'sumin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. Again, being in this blessed month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we will see that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam mentions this in the tradition that we will narrate today, inshallah, that we will, you know, take blessings from. And we hope that we are of those who really and truly, you know, take advantage of every single moment in this blessed month. A month that is mentioned that even our breath is a tasbih. So in this tradition, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said that Ramadan shahrullah. That's obvious, that Ramadan and the holy month of Ramadan is the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is something specific to him. But then the Holy Prophet says something beautiful afterwards. And this holy month is the Rabi'ul Fuqara. It is the spring of the paupers. That person who feels that he is a faqr, he has nothing, he is a, you know, in need. Now this can mean many things. One is that a person who truly has no material means in this blessed month comes in this month and asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his needs. And he, hopefully inshallah, in this blessed month will be of those who are relieved of all material difficulties, material restraints, and be of those who can get on with his life in a fruitful manner. Obviously, spring is that time of year where everything is reborn. We know that the spring is the time of regeneration. And therefore we see that this holy month is a place where these individuals can regenerate themselves in terms of material blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, there is a more profound meaning. What could mean here by the word faqr and fuqara are those individuals who themselves understand that they have nothing. Even their very existence is dependent upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, in some tradition, it is mentioned that the most poorest of people is the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not in terms of material wealth, nothing to do with material, nothing to do with having, no. Is that the Holy Prophet understood this dependency on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to such an extent that nobody else could understand this dependency. That the only independent being is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hence it is in this month where these individuals who know that the doors to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is so wide that they themselves get so much blessings and bounties from this month. Those individuals. And is far greater than the first group of people. Not to say that they can also not benefit. No, it is a spring for both. But compare the first to the second. Inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of the second group, inshallah. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانا يا من ينجينا إحسانا ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his immaculate progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, the audience of IRB English Radio, all over the world, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran. You're listening to the show from IRB English Radio in the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Quran. So in this holy and blessed month, the month of Quran, let's focus more on this great and holy book of God. In the holy month of Ramadan, we are with you to be more attached with the verses of the Holy Quran. So we have provided different parts in this series of shows for you, and hopefully we shall be able to present these different parts and items to you in this holy month, the month of Quran. From the key points by Brother Yasser Ibrahim, and also Tajbid points by Brother Muhammad. These are different items that we shall have, and also some stories and a hadith that will come to us from IRIB English Radio. Just stay tuned and listen to Let's Recite the Quran. Imam Radha alayhi salam, the 8th Imam of the Shia school of thought, is reported to have said, "In this holy month, try to recite too much Quran and recite salawat on the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon him and his household. And pay charity, pay too much sadaqah, and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during different times and during day and night. And try to do good to your brothers in faith. And try to serve them with iftar as much as you can. Because there is a great reward in these actions." Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners, dear audience of IRB English Radio, this is the fourth day of the holy month of Ramadan. And most of you have been busy with the recitation of the fourth juz of the Holy Quran, if you are in a Khatm program for this holy month. So we have also selected a beautiful recitation of the Holy Quran from chapter Al-Imran, verses 123 to 125, from this very juz, that is fourth juz of the Holy Quran. Let's listen to this recitation.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد نصركم الله ببدر ولقد نصركم الله ببدر وأنتم أذلة
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters in faith. You're listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran on IRIB English Radio. We're in the holy month of Ramadan, the month in which the Quran was revealed. For this reason, in this program, we're going to work on a recitation from the fourth juz of the Quran, because today is the fourth day of the month of Ramadan. And usually, those who want to recite the whole Quran, they recite one juz each day, usually that juz being the same as the day of month of Ramadan. For example, on the fifth day, they would recite the fifth juz. On the sixth day, they would recite the sixth juz, and so on. And now, we just listened to a recitation by Sheikh Muhammad Siddiq al-Minshawi, Surah Ali Imran, verses 123-125. And these verses are in the fourth juz of the Holy Quran. We want to analyze this recitation in terms of the rules of tajweed, because it's really important that we recite the Quran correctly and with good tajweed, especially in the month of Ramadan. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد نصركم الله ببدر ولقد نصركم الله ببدر بدر. So we have قلقلة of دال and two dals actually, ولقد and ببدرين. دال is ساكن in these two words, therefore you have to pronounce them with قلقلة. قلقلة has a bouncing effect when it's pronounced, when a letter with قلقلة is pronounced and in ساكن form. In the ساكن form, the دال, for example, which is a letter of قلقلة, is pronounced with the sound of that letter bouncing off from its place of articulation, like this, ولقد, ولقد. Right whenever the articulators touch each other, they come apart, they retract, and the sound of dal is clearly heard. And the philosophy behind قلقلة is this: just so that the sound of the letter of قلقلة is heard clearly, because the letters of قلقلة have two characteristics. They have جهر and شدّة. And whenever they are ساكن, it's hard to pronounce them without applying قلقلة. If you say ولقد, ولقد, you can't hear the دال clearly enough. And also, your recitation, the rhythm of your recitation, the tempo of your recitation is disrupted. Okay, so قلقلة comes to your help and makes your recitation smoother. Okay, it makes it, when you recite, it enables you to recite with a better rhythm. وَلَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرٍ وَأَنْتُمْ أَذِلَّهُ. أذله, we have a ta مربوطة here, which means that we have وقف الإبدال. We have to pronounce the ta مربوطة like a ha if we stop on this word. فاتقوا الله لعلكم تشكرون إذا تقولوا للمؤمنين ألن يكفيكم. We have إضغام of نون ساكنة مع الغنة. أَلَنْ يَكْفِيَكُمْ. We have to pronounce the ya with shadda and ghunna. أَنْ يُمِدَّكُمْ. Again, إِدْغَام مَعَ الْغُنَّةِ. Of noon into ya. رَبُّكُمْ بِثَلَاثَةٍ. Now here we have إِخْفَاف مِمْ سَاكِنَة. رَبُّكُمْ بِثَلَاثَةٍ. بِثَلَاثَةٍ. رَبُّكُمْ بِثَلَاثَةٍ. As you can see, the mouth is slightly open when pronouncing the meme sakana. This is so that ikhfa is applied, and at the same time, nasal sound is made for two vowel counts. Unfortunately, we ran out of time, and we don't have more time to continue. And so that's it for today's program, this segment of Let's Recite the Quran. I invite you to listen to the next segment of this program. Thank you.
Welcome back, dear brothers and sisters, to Let's Recite the Quran. And alhamdulillah, we have listened to a beautiful recitation of the Holy Quran from the fourth juz of the Holy Quran. Now, we want to invite you to listen to the key points that we can find in the fourth juz in the presentation of Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear brothers and sisters. Again, welcome to our program where we try to maybe one or two points from the surah, or rather the chapter, rather the juz that you are reading on this particular day, is indicated to, is alluded to, insha'Allah. Today being the fourth of the holy month of Ramadan, obviously we will be mentioning the fourth juz of the Holy Quran. The fourth juz of the Holy Quran contains again two chapters of the Holy Quran, that is Surah Ali Imran, the third surah or the third chapter of the Holy Quran, and Surah Nisa, which is the fourth chapter of the Holy Quran. The fourth part begins from verse number 93 of Surah Ali Imran and goes all the way and includes the 23rd verse of the fourth chapter of the Holy Quran, that is Surah An-Nisa. Now, some particular verses that you may find in this particular juz. One important point is the concept of unity. It is in this part, that is in Surah Ali Imran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the 103rd verse of the surah that we need to cling towards the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A concept of unity, a concept of coming together. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the 103rd verse of Surah Ali Imran, hold fast all together to what? To Allah's cord, to Allah's rope. وَأَتَسِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. That is the verse of the Holy Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then continues and says, and do not be divided into sects. That is, do not divide into groups, do not, you know, create divisions amongst yourselves. And remember Allah's blessings upon you when you were enemies. So this is before Islam, when the Aws, for example, the Khazraj, the, you know, an Arab and non-Arab and all this were enemies. Like, no, you all now are under the garb and under the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then He brought your hearts together and you became brothers with His blessing. But the concept of unity is not something we can create. Rather, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who does so. And you are on the brink of a pit of fire. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues in that regard. So this is one of the important things. Another important point that one can mention is the concept of marriage. Obviously, Surah Nisa has that particular cling to it, or that particular thing to it. And in the verses of this particular chapter, the concept of marriage is mentioned, and also the rulings of what a person can and cannot marry. For example, and this is mentioned in the 23rd verse of Surah An-Nisa. Similarly, in Surah An-Nisa, the concept of sins and repentance is also mentioned. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that acceptance of repentance by Allah is only for those who commit evil out of ignorance. And this is the month of forgiveness. So even if we committed sins out of, you know, our own conscious nature, we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He is the one who will forgive. But this is the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then repent promptly. So we learn again from this that we need to ask forgiveness immediately after we get sin. So what we've learned, or what we can learn, some important points, is the point of unity, the point of forgiveness, to do it properly and quickly, and the point of marriage. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to again enable us to learn these rulings and to learn these teachings of the Holy Quran and implement it in our lives. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Dear brothers and sisters, many thanks for staying tuned and listening to Let's Recite the Quran from IRM English Radio. And it was the ending item of this show. I hope that you have enjoyed the show, and hopefully you will join us again tomorrow same time. In case you have any questions, criticisms, or feedback, we'd be more than happy to have it from you if you send it to us through englishradio@irib.ir. You can also find the early recordings of this series on parstoday.com under the Call of Islam Radio. Dear brothers and sisters, once again I'd like to thank you for staying tuned and ask you not to forget your brothers and sisters from your good du'as and supplications. Thank you very much. Till another show, I'd like to leave you in Allah's protection. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Fills up the air, Ramadan, month of the Quran. I feel it inside me, strengthening my iman. But how I wish you'd be here with me all year around. Ramadan.
Ocean of Dua.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyidina Ahmad Hassan Murarisi here with another special edition of this program, The Ocean of Dua. In this special edition and during this sacred and holy month of Ramadan, we'll try to talk about some parts of supplication of Abu Hamza Thumali. And we'll be bringing you the commentary on some parts of this supplication. We'll be back again after you listen to some parts of this dua, so stay with us.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Ilahi. تؤدبني بعقوبتك ولا تمكر بي في حيلتك من أين لي الخير يا ربي ولا يوجد إلا من عندك ومن أين لي النجاة ولا تستطاع إلا بك.
Dear brothers and sisters, we were actually starting to get into the different parts of this supplication of Abu Hamza al-Thumali, but we thought it's better to have a general view of what we're going to have in this supplication. In the previous program, we mentioned that this dua is usually recited before dawn during the holy month of Ramadan, and is transmitted to us by Abu Hamza al-Thumali, and that's why the dua is named after him. And he has recorded this dua from the tongues of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. Anyway, in the previous program, we also mentioned that one of the major ideas which is mentioned in this supplication is how to find a good balance between hope and fear. On one hand, we look at our sins and we somehow lose our hope. But when we take into our consideration the Almighty Allah, which is mostly known by His mercy and His generosity, we become hopeful again. So we should be hopeful not by virtue of our own actions, but rather by virtue of the mercy of our Lord. And simultaneously, we should be fearful as well. But we shouldn't be fearful of the God Himself, but we should be actually fearing our actions and the results of them. Also, in this supplication, all different types of needs and requests of human beings are talked about. In this mundane world, we have different needs. Needs for this world and needs for hereafter. We have some requests for ourselves, for our families, for our friends, and for society at large. And this is a particularly good supplication from the aspect of fulfilling our needs, because there are so many different types of needs that are actually mentioned in this supplication, and by knowing them and by actually asking Almighty Allah for these things, we will have covered everything which is necessary for us.
The month of Ramadan is that in which was revealed the Quran, a guidance for the people and clear proofs of guidance and criterion. So whoever cites the new moon of the month, let him fast it, and whoever is ill or on a journey, then an equal number of other days. Allah intends for you ease and does not intend for you hardship, and wants for you to complete the period and to glorify Allah for that to which he has guided you, and perhaps you will be grateful.
Another point is that one of the frequently mentioned requests in this supplication is to be granted the blessing of taking part in the rituals of the greater pilgrimage. It can be inferred and understood from the different narrations that one of the things that is decided in the month of Ramadan, and more specifically, in the night of Qadr, is the list of those who will be able to perform Hajj. So, in this supplication and some other supplications of this month as well, this request is mentioned, and we have been ordered to highly ask the Almighty Allah for this. From another point of view, however, this supplication serves really well in reducing our sense of pride and self-admiration. This illustrates our absolute need, our weakness. One of the requests that has been repeatedly mentioned is for God's forgiveness, that we truly recognize we are His servants. In this dua, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam eloquently mentions different types of the blessings that God has bestowed on us in order to develop a deep sense of gratitude and thankfulness. And this is so important because one of the most important qualities that we should endeavor to achieve is to develop this sense of gratitude, this sense of thankfulness in ourselves. And the last but not the least, this supplication, in some parts, Imam alayhi salam tries to illustrate the situation that we will face after death. He will try to somehow encourage and motivate us to remember our death and work harder for hereafter. For example, in some parts of the supplication, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says, O God, if you tied me with the chains of hell and deprived me of your flowing stream of mercy, my hope in you would not end, and I would not lose my reassurance of your pardon. And this will remind the true servants the possibility and probability of actually facing those horrible things and days. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran.
Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic